Today's podcast is proudly brought to you by Plus Fitness Minyama. Experience the plus side. Enjoy 24/7 access to 220 plus gyms, flexible memberships, and dynamic classes. Found locally in Minyama on the Nicklin Way, give them a call on 5444 811 or look them up on Instagram at Plus Fitness Minyama. Drop in and say g'day or look them up online. But I love the local support. Here at the podcast, we support local, as do they. So please give them a support, follow them on Instagram, or drop in and say hello and check out their amazing facility at Minyama. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Paul's Body Engineering Podcast. Today, running solo once again, and I wanted to talk about, I guess, for lack of a better term, expectation. You know, we tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves when it comes to health and fitness, particularly on how we look. And, you know, even though the term perfection isn't heavily utilized, it is certainly something that is thought about a lot. It's something that we try and achieve, and it's something that we aspire to be. And In reality, perfection is almost impossible to achieve. It actually isn't something that you can get. You know, when you think about what perfection actually means, it effectively means being perfect in every single thing that you do. And if we're talking health and fitness, it means, you know, training to the highest level of intensity every single time with perfect form, perfect technique, perfect intensity, perfect rest times, you know, hitting the ultimate weight, turning up multiple times a week and doing exactly that, when in reality, our body, our mind can't accommodate that. It just doesn't work that way. And I think we've got to stop beating ourselves up to try and achieve this perfection, this level of perfection that we seem to want to chase. It's a fascinating piece. It really is. And it's evolved over time. Whereas, you know, if you go back maybe 15, 20 years, it wasn't something that we deemed necessary. It wasn't something that we wanted to achieve. You know, good enough was good enough. Whereas now, and I think social media has a strong influence on the way we think about this, perfection is something that we're trying to aspire to achieve simply because we believe that, you know, the perfectly sculpted body is something that everyone should have. Everyone should walk around in gym clothes or bikinis or board shorts and look amazing, when the reality is that's not probable and it's not possible simply due to the multiple and the multi-layered lifestyles that everyone has. Not to mention the fact that, you know, there's a profound lack of knowledge when it comes to health and fitness in not only Australia, but across the world. So the ability to achieve perfection is certainly something that, and don't get me wrong, you know, there's no reason why you can't aspire to achieve greatness and perfection. You know, having that aspiration is okay, but as long as you don't set yourself up for failure where you chase it and chase it and chase it and chase it, and you don't actually achieve it, and then you get really frustrated and go downhill. It's more about just trying to be the best version of yourself over and over and over again. And that should be something that you should be satisfied with. If you know you're doing everything within your power to be great, if you know you're doing everything within your power to do amazing things, look after yourself, prioritize yourself, work with others, whatever the case may be, then that should be enough. But unfortunately, we do beat ourselves up over chasing perfection. You know, and I heard a great video on a podcast, of Dr. Mike Isretel being interviewed, and I'm going to paraphrase him. I'm probably going to butcher it, but I'll try and get it as close as I can. And he was referencing how the number one thing that everyone should focus on, bar none, should be consistency. And I know that's so cliche, and I'll continue to say it is very cliche, because it's probably the number one word that gets thrown around a lot when people reference health and fitness and what we should do to achieve results. But he said, he compared sort of two people. He said, you know, if you're someone who just randomly turns up to the gym once a week, twice a week, three times a week, but it's very inconsistent in terms of what you're doing, you're not following a plan, you're not eating in accordance with any sort of program or plan, and you're just going about your business, but you feel okay about it. He said, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you compare that to someone who, you know, has somewhat of an ad hoc plan, you know, they tend to go in and train the same muscle groups multiple times a week. They're not necessarily following anything strategic. They're eating okay. Over a 6 to 12 month period, due to their consistency of repetition, they're going to achieve greater results simply through that consistency, because the body adapts. It adapts to its environment, adapts to stimulus. Whereas someone who's very ad hoc, very inconsistent, you know, still doing the right thing by turning up, and don't get me wrong, that's still okay if that's the best you can do, but the achievements won't be anywhere near as great. So with consistency, and that's what we should be trying to achieve, is consistency, not perfection, consistency, because consistency will lead to results. You think about everything you do in your life, particularly from Monday to Friday, there's generally a lot of consistency to it. We get up at the same time every day because we have an alarm set. We make our breakfast. We get ready for the day. We get dressed. We drive our kids to school. We go to work. We work at a consistent rate because we're obviously trying to earn a living. We're proud of our job. We're being accountable. We're being responsible. Then we finish for the day. Then we go get our kids. We go home. We prepare dinner. Like, that's the general norm of most people's lives, right? Now, that's consistent because you do that multiple times a week and you get it done. You know, you often don't fail at doing that because you've done it so often that you actually refine the process. You know how to sort of, not so much shortcut, but you know how to streamline the process to make it as efficient as it can be, so that that way you get to work on time, you get to school on time, you know, you will slip in a training session here and there, maybe before or after work, depending. And it's all about efficiency and consistency, but it's not perfect, nor will it ever be, and that's okay. So, you know, the point I guess I'm trying to make is that we shouldn't aspire to be perfect, because we are going to set ourselves up for failure. And I've seen it so many times where people start coaching, they start training, they start eating, and within a 4 to 6 week window, their head is down, their demeanor is down, because they're not seeing these amazing results, because they're trying to achieve something that is somewhat considered perfect or just out of their reach. They've got this heightened, unrealistic expectation of what they should be achieving compared to what is realistic. And the realistic approach, and I certainly do, you know, talk about this when I sign up a new client, but I see it across the board, because obviously, you know, the health and fitness industry is very small. It's large, but it's very small. You know, people's expectation are based off what they see on social media, what they hear from other people. Someone might achieve an amazing result at the gym. They might drop 10 kilos in 10 weeks. That's great. Good luck to them. But that doesn't mean the next person should be able to achieve that as well, because the two people are completely different. And that's another factor. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves to others. You know, one person compared to the next person compared to the next person. You take three case studies of three individuals, they're going to be so different. You know, their jobs are different, their lifestyles are different, their body composition is different, their body makeup is different, their starting point is different, their metabolism is different, their food intake is different, their sleeping patterns are different, their stress levels are different. You know, there's so many factors here that need to be considered. That's why perfection should not even be a forethought, really, in someone's expectation. You know, if you're going to start a health and fitness journey, if you're going to start a dieting phase, if you're going to want to lose weight and approach someone to help you do that, all power to you. You know, best of luck, and I do hope that you succeed. But I hope that your expectation is realistic. It's, you know, based off a timeline, which is fine, but it's not something where you're trying to be perfect from the get-go. The best approach for anyone starting afresh is baby steps. And again, I know this is cliche, but baby steps, you know, just work your way into it. Don't build up to trying to, you know, lift 100 kilo deadlift when you've barely lifted 40 kilos before. You know, don't go in and try and smash yourself in the gym when you're really not sure in terms of technique, or you really haven't spent enough time in the gym before. You know, I see a lot of people training at times with really bad technique, and it's because they don't know any better. They're turning up because they think that's the right thing to do, and granted it is, but their technique could use significant improvement. It's probably because they haven't been shown before, or they don't know any better, and that's okay. They're not perfect, but at least they're turning up. But, you know, they certainly need to work on their technique. And if you start from the beginning, baby steps. Just learn. I think that's a key element that tends to get overlooked, is education. The more knowledge you've got, particularly when it comes to health and fitness around training, training strategies, how to train effectively, how to train efficiently. You don't have to train to failure. Around nutrition, how to track your calories, what's a carb, what's a protein, what's a fat, what's a good split for me compared to the next person, how much energy do I actually need, how important is sleep, how important is it to manage my stress, how much water do I actually drink, how do I manage my weekends compared to my weekdays. Like, all of these factors are something that should be asked early on, and you should be a sponge. You should just be learning as you go, and over the course of the first 6 months, you will improve. You're not going to be perfect, but you will improve. And then over the next 6 months, you'll improve again. And then the next 6 months, you'll improve again. And you'll get to a point where you are actually training really, really well to a high level. You've seen the physical change. You may not have dropped a huge amount of weight, but you've seen the physical change. You are feeling amazing. Your energy levels are higher. Your stress is down. Your sleep is really good. And it becomes part of your lifestyle. It becomes a habit that you turn up to train most days and you have great success, but you're not expecting a perfect result. You're not expecting, you know, an ideal outcome each and every time, where, you know, maybe you jump on the scales at the end of the week and the expectation is that you should lose a kilo, but you've only dropped 100 grams. That's okay. It's not perfect. It doesn't need to be. Like, if you talk to top-end athletes, like even Olympians, they can't be perfect. They might make the gold medal event of their chosen discipline, but in order to be perfect, you know, even the person who ends up winning, let's use a 100-meter sprint as an example. You know, Usain Bolt was amazing. He was is probably the greatest sprinter we've ever seen. Was he perfect? No, because perfection would suggest that every single time he hit the track, he'd break a world record in terms of time, and he'd run perfectly in sync to the T in terms of his technique. So no, he wasn't perfect every single time he ran. He certainly got close and he did break some world records and he won multiple gold medals. But I guarantee you, if you asked him, were you perfect every single time you raced at the highest level, his answer directly would be no. You know, football teams, soccer teams, they can't be perfect because there's so many variables at play. As human beings, there are so many variables from a physiological point of view, from a psychological point of view, from a stress management point of view. So take that out of the equation, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make. Take that away from your expectation and just do the best you can do. If you turn up and put in multiple times a week and be prioritizing yourself, and then obviously your family beyond that, but if you prioritize yourself, your health, you will have a very happy existence. You will be happy. You will be strong. You will be energetic. You will be sleeping better. You'll be managing your stress. You'll be looking after yourself for the long term. Will you be perfect? No. And no one should expect you to be perfect. That's the other thing. If there's an expectation coming externally from your circle of friends, your family, your partner, you need to have that discussion, because that shouldn't be the case. You should not be expected to be perfect, nor should you expect to be perfect, okay? Perfect is something that we can aspire to potentially chase and achieve, but we should not have any realistic expectation of actually getting there. But if you want to work hard enough to try and get to that sort of level, that's okay. That's okay. But you also have to understand the mechanisms in place and how complex the human body is, how complex the human brain is, that by chasing down something that is very unattainable is almost impossible. Are you looking to shed a few kilos, change your composition, improve your relationship with food, increase your strength, or simply just have a better accountability level? Then maybe coaching is for you. I now offer online coaching in a number of capacities, from week to week, fortnightly, monthly, and of course nutrition-only coaching. So if you are interested or want to know more, simply jump on paulsbodyengineering.com or simply send me a DM. So I think the key element to focus on moving forward is simply don't stress and just do the best you can do. That is by far the best approach. If you are satisfied most weeks, and again, we're not trying to achieve perfection here, most weeks with what you're trying to do, then great, that's fantastic. You know, you're prioritizing yourself, you're getting in, you're getting it done, you're succeeding in life, and you'll see the results through that consistency. And I reference that word probably more so than anything else. And I'll continue to do so without you know, apologising, because it's really true. You know, if we look at the broader spectrum here, as I mentioned, over a six-month period, if you're consistent, if you're 90%, 80% consistent, you're going to achieve results. Over 12 months, same deal applies. So it's more about consistency and showing patience than trying to achieve something that's out of reach. I think that's a key element here. So I'll wind it up now. I think I've said enough on this subject. And I guess the take-home message is, you know, don't try and achieve, or don't try and aspire to be perfect. Simply just do the very best you can do and put yourself in the box seat by getting advice, getting direction, getting recommendations, having a plan, having an educated plan around nutrition, around training, around weight loss, so that you understand what's required and continue to learn. I think that's a key element. There's so much lack of knowledge out there, and there's obviously a lot of confusing information as well. So if you go to the right people, get the right information, you're going to be better equipped to handle anything, and you're going to be better equipped to achieve results. So I will finish up there. Thank you once again for tuning in. I have to thank today's podcast sponsor, Plus Fitness Minyama, once again. Locally owned and operated, please go and see the guys. They have an amazing facility. They have amazingly friendly staff. They're locally based up at Minyama on the Sunshine Coast. And it's an awesome gym. It really is. I've been there and it's a fantastic facility. So if you're interested in any of my coaching services, please jump on paulsbodyengineering.com, or alternatively, jump on the link in my Instagram page, in my bio, or even just send me a DM if you've got a question. There's no problem there at all. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please screenshot and share it on your stories. Tag myself at Paul's Body Engineering. Other than that, as I say to every client every single day, have a great day.